here we have this major curriculum that we're trying to make sure that the kids know that curriculum. And now we're coming back and we're trying to evaluate teachers based on that curriculum.
Regents Catherine Collins referring to the tough Common Core standards teachers and students are trying to accomplish in the classroom. Collins tells WBFO News tomorrow's Learning Summit will examine the annual professional performance review, known as APPR. Stakeholders and experts have been invited to provide testimony. Collins points to Common Core as a major trouble spot when it comes to evaluating teachers.
I've had lawyers and teachers tell me that they can't even help their own kid with the Common Core. So we needed to, first of all, we shouldn't have rolled out the Common Core all at one time. We should have gradually moved it out. And then they have training seminars for the parents.
Regents Collins says she's very concerned about local students, noting that thousands of parents are unable to assist their children with schoolwork, and that affects teachers in the classroom.
And if we have 80,000 people in Erie County who do not have high school diplomas, I'm sure that some of those are our parents, that we expect them to be able to deal with the core curriculum, and they themselves don't have high school diplomas.
The summit will provide a limited chance for public response on teacher evaluations. The New York State United Teachers will be working to provide as much information to the public as possible. NYSUT President Karen McGee said the union will post up-to-the-minute information via its Twitter page for parents and teachers. State Ed will be webcasting the summit. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.